Good morning. Let's have a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that as we open your word this morning, that we will read it with understanding and appreciation for the message that you would want us to learn. We pray for your Holy Spirit. We pray, dear Lord, that we can be encircled in your arms for this day. Come closer to you, to know you and to love you more. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, with what we have just read in our scripture reading, it must have been an amazing moment for Jesus coming down to the Jordan, being baptized. An amazing moment to have that recognition given from heaven. You are my beloved Son. Yet the interesting thing is that ever since he was the age of 12, after having the experience at the temple when he gently told his mother after they found him after searching for 3 days, you know, this is my father's business. Back then he appreciated that, hey, all these sacrifices were pointing to him at the age of 12. Yet from the age of 12 to the age of 30, when this experience took place, there were 18 years of waiting. 18 years of waiting. 18 years of when he would have learnt the trade of being a carpenter, to follow his earthly father's instructions. No doubt during those 18 years he would have seen what it was like to experience death, because we are told, we're led to believe that his earthly father died in that period. We never read of Joseph again after that particular experience. Yet now here he is at 30 years of age. We find that he has come to John, he is baptized. He's got the recognition from heaven. God the Father spoke, the Holy Spirit descended as a dove. What a moment it would have been. What a moment. Yes, the assurance that he was God with us. This is my beloved Son, who I'm well pleased. But now we come to Matthew chapter 4. And in verse 1 we read, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Really? It's interesting. When you read the book Desire of Ages on this very chapter, when Jesus went to the desert, he did not necessarily go there to be tempted of the devil. He went there to consecrate himself for the task that was ahead. To spend time in prayer and fasting, to prepare himself for what he knew was ahead. That he would be ready to face the battle, to be able to do what was expected of him. And as I consider this, I have to ask myself the question, and each of us the question, do we take the time to begin each day with our Heavenly Father? Do we take the time to begin each day with time for worship? Do we go to God in prayer when you have an important decision to make? Because as we consider what took place in these next few verses, what we see here is the importance of prayer. The importance of having a close connection to our Father in heaven. Jesus saw the need for prayer. Jesus saw the need for real prayer. How we need to do the same. I think of the words of Jeremiah. Come with me there. Jeremiah 33. Jeremiah chapter 33. And here to each of us an invitation is given in Jeremiah 33 and verse 3. Call unto me. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Psalms 91. Psalms 91. Psalms 91 and verse 15. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honour him. Get the point? How we need to communicate with our Father in heaven. We need to pray. And we have the promise that is given that when we do pray, that we will be heard. We will not be ignored. That's the promise of heaven. And just as it was real for Jesus, so it is real for us today too. But as Jesus was praying to heaven, time passed by, and after 40 days he was in a state of being hungry. He was in a state that was not good. And looking on all the time, was the devil. Remember, the devil first knew Jesus in heaven. The devil knew that Jesus was a member of the Godhead. But when he hijacked the planet, this little planet, he did so with the hope that the planet would always belong to him. But when he saw the first sacrifice taking place, and as the years went by and he saw these lamb sacrifices taking place, he knew at the heart of it all was that one day Jesus would come to this planet with a rescue mission in mind to save the lost. He knew. And looking at Jesus there in the desert, the devil thought that he would have a chance. Maybe now was a good opportunity to bring him down. And coming to the place where Jesus was, the devil would give to him a simple thought, which in itself sounded so reasonable. Verse 3. Matthew 4, verse 3. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. You know, the statement was simple. You're God, aren't you? Why allow yourself to be in this state? If you are who you really pretend to be, if you are who you really think you are, why not make the stones bread? A simple request. In the state that he was in, why not do it? But there was a problem. and that being the word if. If. Keeping in mind what had just taken place beforehand at the baptism, Jesus knew that he had the approval of heaven. Why doubt it? Why doubt it? And with what he was going through now, how he needed to keep that in mind, that he was God with us. To not be distracted, but to hold on to the promise that his Father in heaven was there. And now we read the answer that Jesus gave in verse 4. For he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. What an answer. What an answer to give, what a point to make. Yes, he may be hungry, but the thing he had learned was to trust his Father in heaven. He knew that no matter what the future may hold, he knew that his role was to do the will of his Father. He knew who he was. And this meant that there could be no room for doubt. No matter what the devil would say to him, he was going to hang on to that promise that he was a member of the Godhead. Add to this the fact that he was not going to bargain with the devil. And with there being no argument with the devil could not do anything to bring him down. You know, even here there is a lesson for us. How well do we know Jesus? Do you know for himself, do you know for yourself that Jesus died for you? Do you know for certainty that you are a child of the King? When the devil comes to you with a temptation, can you call upon Jesus with confidence? And no matter what the temptation may be, how we need to always remember that God is bigger to whatever man may offer to you. God is able. God is more than able. Consider with me the following. Psalms 118. And verse 8. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Simple statement. But how it helps us to remember to get our priorities straight, to put our trust, our confidence in God. Psalms 40. Psalms chapter 40. And in verse 4 we read these words. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. I'm sure that Jesus would have known those words. And these words are there for us today too. You can trust in God. You can know that God will be there for you. You see, trusting in God is a much better path to take than to put our trust in man. But see, the devil doesn't give up. But for us today, the question we can ask is, but hey, how can we connect with God? How can we connect with God in 2019? Psalms 119, verse 105. Thy word Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word, the Bible. How we need to take the time to read the Bible. How we need to know this book for ourselves. Do we? Do you? Because as we go through this dialogue that Jesus had with the devil, with every answer he gave, it began with three simple words, "It is written." It is written. Do you know your Bible well enough to be able to say, "It is written"? Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, and in verse 5 and 6 we read, "Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." Again the challenge is given. If. The doubt is put there. Do you really believe that heaven will be there for you? Do you really believe that you are the Son of God? Why not put it to the test? Find out. Are you really who you think you are? And again in verse 7 we find Jesus saying, "It is written." It is written again. "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again, the answer is very straight and to the point. Don't tempt the Lord your God. And in making this statement, Jesus was reminding the devil of who it was he was trying to tempt. That the one standing there before him was greater than he. Consider with me the following. John chapter 1, come with me there. John chapter 1. And beginning with verse 1, I read these words. "In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." Verse 4. "In Him was life. And the life was the light of men." Hebrews chapter 1. Come with me there too, please. Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. "God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds." That's quite an apt picture of Jesus, is it not? But now compare it with these. Come with me now to Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel. Chapter 28. Ezekiel chapter 28 and verse 14 and 15 I read these words. "Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God, thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee." You know, when you compare these two groups of passages, the point becomes very clear. One is a creator, the other is a created. One was God, the other is a fallen angel. The question for us each to consider is this: who would you rather give your loyalty to? One who is God, or the other who is a fallen angel doomed to destruction? But now we come to the third test. The third test. You see, for the devil it was a case of now trying to put it all on the line. He knew the time was this. It was his last chance on that day. Verse 8, Matthew 4. Again the devil taketh him up to an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kings of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Why do things the hard way? Why not let the hearer of the hour make it all a little bit easier? Bow down, you can have it all. There's no reason to face the cross. I can offer you an easy way out. But when you think about it all, what a cheek to offer the Christ what already belonged to him. To portray himself as the Lord and owner of the world. Mind you, when you consider the state that the world was in even then, who'd want it? When you think about it, it was a mess. So why inherit a mess? And when you stop and think of the two main people in the conversation, you need to also remember the status of them both. One was God with us. The other was the devil. And in verse 10, Jesus gives a very straight answer. Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. The answer of Jesus was very direct and to the point. Worship the Lord thy God and him only. God is God. There is no other. Do not put anything before him. Don't kid yourselves. Psalms 95. Come with me there. Psalms 95. And verses 1 to 6. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great king above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. What an amazing description of the one we worship. Psalms 96, just over the page. Psalms 96, verse 7, 8, and 9. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord thy the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering, and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, fear before him, all the earth. What an argument to praise God. What a description of our Father in heaven. But the amazing thing is that our Father in heaven is interested in us. He wants to be a part of your life. He wants to be a part of your life every day. And to be a part of your life, he was willing to put everything on the line for you. He was willing to die for you. And just as the devil was there to try and to bring Jesus down, so he is also willing to try and to bring you down too. The devil failed in taking Jesus, but it does not stop him from trying to get as many of us to fall so he can take us down with him. The devil today the devil will try everything to make you fall from heaven, to make you fall from the goal that God has in mind for you. But you see, from the lips of Jesus, there is a promise that you can claim every time that the devil comes to you. You see, in Matthew 11, come with me there. In Matthew 11, and in verse 28, Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Come to me. Come to me." In 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. In verse 7 is a simple little sentence, but it says it all. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Do you know that? Have you discovered that? That he cares for you. He cares for you. Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3, we have a beautiful invitation here. In verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. With Jesus there beside us, we can be winners. With Jesus standing there beside us, there is no reason for us to fall. Jesus knew the word that he had, and it was through the written word, him knowing those scriptures, that he was able to stand. Jesus said, "It is written." We need to be able to say those words too. And if we take the time to know the word that we have before us, if we take the time to know our Bible, if we take the time to know the author of the Bible, our Father in heaven, then hey, we can be on safe ground too. Today, know your Bible. Know Jesus. And in knowing him, you can be on safe ground. You can be in his care. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we leave this place today, may we leave it with a desire that you will be with us to guide us and to keep us safe every hour. Thank you, Lord, for your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.